Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, thank you so much for your consistency. Thank you for your support. Thank you for taking the time to go deeper, to reach higher, to uncover, self-discover, to self-realize, self-actualize, and stand in the integrity of the all that you are. As this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. For any time I come to the airways, I am always coming with the intention to remind us of how divinely blessed we each are with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, to come to a place and place where we are really caring to be victorious and triumphant in our life over all circumstances and situations, over all illness, sickness, and dis-ease, over all despair, depression, suppression, oppression, and being pressed upon to realize that there is a victory in the triumph that has already been won, and our responsibility is to stand with it. Because there are no forces, no bosses, no schemes, no governments, no militia, nothing and no one who can outthink the intelligence of existence, outlast it, outlove it, outstand it. And we each are these points of it. So being in the integrity of the truth of ourselves is what is necessary in order for us to truly be successful in our lives. There is so much acquisition and acquiring and trying to get this and trying to get that and do this and do that, but the real work is standing in the light of the truth of the ones that we actually are, in self-actualizing, self-realizing, harmonizing with the will of existence, the laws of existence, and meeting the prerequisites for being qualified for continuance in existence upon the earth and beyond the earth, to realize that there's a scheme, an agenda that is genocide, to have us in a place and space where we're all right with dying, we're all right with the sickness and the illness, and we can get paid for maintaining and sustaining that which need not exist. And so I'm the one to remind us that there is duty, obligation, and responsibility that we have in this now moment to stand forward, to stand up on behalf of all of those who could not, on behalf of all of those who've come and gone, on behalf of all of those who didn't make it, on behalf of all of those whose names we can call, and all of those whose names we will never be able to call, on behalf of the youth and the children and the animals and all whose blood has been spilled upon this planet. It is our time to come to that place and space where we are definite about what we're living for, purposed as to why. It is our time. And to be in a place where every atom and every cell of our being is being completely cleared and cleansed, charged with each and every breath, and our consciously reaching for that which is the light of our own supreme intelligence, to understand that liberation has not been won yet. But we don't have to wait for the whole planet to be liberated, or for the whole of humanity and humankind to be liberated, before we each have the opportunity to stand as liberated beings. But we must be committed to law. There's been so much rhetoric, so much philosophizing, so much doctrine and indoctrination, so much miseducation, so much religious training, socialization to teach us how to think, or not teach us how to think, but to give us our thoughts, to give us other people's theories and opinions about a thing, to have us in a place where we are more committed to a belief system than we are to absolute truth, and to be in a place where we are not having an understanding and an understanding as to how to truly stand when we are being warred against, as is evidenced in all of the sickness, the illness, the dis-ease, the despair, the obesity, the diabetes, the high blood pressure, the cancer, the autism, the lupus, the multiple sclerosis, the muscular dystrophy, the autism, the arthritis, the rheumatism. It's all kinds of illness and disease that is out there, from AIDS to zits. And I am the one to tell you that it is because we are being fed the flesh of dead animals that is tainted with all manners of hormones and chemicals, nitrates and cancer-causing things, in addition to the pathogens that lie dormant in that flesh until they begin to come alive within the very intestines of you. We are in a now moment where we have to understand the root of our issues and to be in a place and space where we are all right with being completely cleared and cleansed and purified, so that we are able to walk in the integrity of the truth of ourselves, knowing that there is no greater success than our having self-realized and self-actualized as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence that is supremely present, all pervasive, filling all spaces. And to know that we are all here for its purposes. And no one is purposed to serve death or to be undermining the rights of beings to have the right to their lives as purpose. That is not purpose in existence. That's the evidence of distortion and dysfunction, misalignment, degradation. Our being in a place where we are realizing the one real eye that sees, and knowing that it sees through every eye, and that everything and every being that has an eye has enough sense to care for its life, to care to live, to exalt a full life's urge, to do nothing to undermine itself, to know its food, to excrete its waste, to know its kind, to perpetuate itself, and to have an ability to respond correctly and directly to being warred against, being under siege, having its life threatened, except for the chickens and the cows and the pigs and the animals that are being cultivated for human consumption here in the States. These animals are not able to respond correctly, even though there is so much pain, so much frustration, so much anguish, and so much angst that is charged upon their tissues as a result of being overcrowded and violated, shot up with all manners of things, and being in detriment and fear their whole lives. Our now moment is pregnant with opportunity for us to really know how to respond correctly and directly to being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, and to know that our first line of defense is to do nothing to undermine ourselves. And the second line of defense is, as a result of being on the path of adulteration, being cultivated and socialized to no longer be with the Creator intended as an adult, then to consciously care, to exert a full effort in repentance and forgiveness and clearing and cleansing and purification and mineralization and alkalization, so that we are facilitating consistent cellular regeneration in harmony with the laws of existence, the will of existence, and that which is our gift and our birthright, as we are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and we dwell upon the planet that is suspended in its presence by virtue of its presence. Our having the realization and understanding that we are already in the realm of eternity should support us in rebuking and revoking the belief that we're supposed to be dying when we were told that the wages of sin is death. And on one hand, people would want to say, oh, well, everybody dies. And then on the other hand, they say, well, there is no death. But then there is absolute truth, that there is absolute law. and to consistently be in violation of the very laws that govern your being, to be in a place where you are consistently ignoring the laws that govern your being, to be in a place where you do not care to be harmonized with the laws that govern your own existence itself, and that you are complicit and complacent and co-conspirating with the forces of sickness, illness, disease, and death, and the perpetuators of all of it, and then think that there is no death at the end of it, is foolishness. But as long as we're mindless and thoughtless, as long as we can be enticed, driven around by our appetites, our lusts, and our desires, to be in a place and space where whatever the commercials say, then we'll run this way and we'll run that way. You begin to go to your doctors and ask the doctors if you should be on this prescription or you should take this thing for that thing and the other thing. And I'm just saying, we are in a place and space where we don't have to have doctors in our lives at all. If we would care to bring the fullness of the intelligence of existence back into the fullness of our conscientiousness in every atom and every cell of our being, to be restored, to be clear, to be charged in the life force of existence, to realize that there is nothing that we cannot accomplish when we are rightly aligned with the truth of ourselves, and to know that there's a truth as to what facilitates and perpetuates consistent cellular regeneration, and it cannot be as a result of our consistently creating more and more acidity, bringing more and more toxins into our systems through all of the packaged things, all of the things that have all of the colors and all of the additives and all of the chemicals and all of the hormones and all of this garbage, to put us in a place where we think that junk in, junk out. No, junk in, the junk don't get out. And that's why there's so much obesity, because the body cannot eliminate it in and of itself. When your breakfast is eggs and bread and pancakes and waffles and cheese and hash browns, and last night's dinner, yesterday's pizza, you're microwaving, and this is how you start your day, with oatmeal and all of this, then no, that stuff does not get out. It just creates more and more and more constipation. And we must remember that our bodies are 80% water, or should be 80% water. What we have now is not bodies that are 80% water. It's 80% sludge. That is the mucus and the chemicals that the mucus holds, and then the parasites, the worms, the organisms, the bacteria, the viruses. We have to come to a point in place where we realize that there is a right way to live, not just to be living to die, but to live, to be victorious and triumphant over circumstances and situations, to have the right to a right mind, to be able to think, to have the clarity of thought and the clarity of mind with which to create. And you know that you would not in your right mind be creating devastation for yourself or your children or your loved ones. Heartache and heartbreak, withering away with MS and cancer and all these diseases. We have the capacity in this now moment to flip this script and to change this whole paradigm of sickness, illness, disease, and death, this popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity. Laying foundation for entrapment and incarceration, having the wrong thought, being impatient, will not develop yourself, taking from other ones because it's your right. Might makes you right. Really? And to have a government that sets such a stupid example for other ones that they go into other people's places and say, oh, well, your leader is this, that, and the other. Let's kill him. Let's go in and bomb the communications and poison the water. Let's go in and devastate the people, and then let's spend billions of dollars rebuilding the place. This thing is so hideous. that it's amazing that anybody would want to be referred to as grown-ups when you're acting like such stupid people. Stupidity is knowing that you're wrong, not caring to be right, being so wrong and being so pompous that you don't care to self-correct, that you would prefer to be on a cataclysmic ride with demise and lead everybody straight to hell than to get yourself in order with the cosmic forces of existence so that you could be qualified for continuance in existence and repent from your wickedness. And nobody's lineages, nobody's education, nobody's religious training, nothing that man has given you capacity to do can absolve you of duty, obligation, and responsibility to serve the forces of life. It is totally antithetical to what it is to be human, to feel as though you have the right to kill, you have the right to usurp, you have the right to enslave, to bastardize, to control the rights of other ones, to have the rights to their lives. And as we witness a global failure in that so many ones have been under the yoke of oppression under other ones for so long, that there is a movement to liberate everywhere. But the path of liberation has not been clear to people because they have not understood the connection between the clarity of mind and the cleanliness of blood. They've not understood the true methodology of oppression. It's not just the politics and the politricks. It's not just unfair labor wages and whatnot. It is the fact that those ones who would call these ones offensive and guilty continue to eat and feed from their products and undermine their cellular functioning. We cannot be a liberated people when we eat from those who are the oppressive entities and energies upon the planet, and we're feeding off of the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and ducks and quail and ostriches and alligators and crocodiles and all of sturgeon and all of the fish whose eggs these people have to eat. A people who consistently try to eat other people's progeny. We're not even thinking about it, that you are feeling as though you have entitlement to eat somebody else's babies before they're born. That's what the egg is. The genetic information, chromosomes and genetic information that is the impetus of the life of another being. And you all are eating that 2 and 3 a day. And then if you're bodybuilding, you're swallowing them down without even cooking them. And I'm just saying is that we are being influenced by those who don't have a real clue as to what the purpose in existence upon the planet is. And lawlessness is everywhere. And it is the lawlessness, the ignorance of the law, the disobeying of the law, the disregard of the law that is creating such backlash and chaos and dysfunction and degradation, sickness, illness, disease, and all of that. But we have power right now to change the whole thing. It doesn't have to consistently and continuously exist. Just because you've been diagnosed with something does not mean that you cannot clear it. It doesn't mean that you cannot heal it. It doesn't mean that you have to be under this and that and on these medications all of your life. You do not. But your spirit has to be reminded. You have to be reminded that the spirit that you are is of God. The spirit that you are comes from somewhere else. The spirit that you are is in the body. You are not your body, but you have the capacity to really reprogram every atom and every cell of your being towards conscious immortality. But will you choose life? Will you consciously care to go deep and to reach high and to stand as a liberated being? See, we get what we ask for, but what are you asking for? What are you living for? What do you truly want? And I'm the one to tell you, you will never have anything greater than who and what you already are. And wisdom would have you care to be in the greatness of the truth of yourself. Because being under the auspices of stupid people, being under the auspices of those who are careless and lawless and mindless and thoughtless, that are rapists, murderers, liars, thieves, warmongers, and you submit and surrender unto them, to the disregard and the disrespect of the divinity of your own being and the divinity of all of existence, then there's a shared tragic date with fate. And as we see the waters warming, as the ice is melting and the volcanoes are activating and the earth is tilting and the storms are brewing and the flooding and the drought, understand that our opportunity to live the rest of our lives so that we can truly leave the planet is really what we could be doing, as opposed to just working and dissipating our life force to the degree to which we are succumbing, being stamped out like a candle that has been covered till it goes out. I encourage you to look at yourself and to look yourself in the eye and get real serious about claiming the truth of yourself as God in that temple. And to know that the adage and the thing that we were told in terms of cleanliness is godliness, that it's the cleanliness of the temple, and we have been under the auspices of those who have desecrated the sacred grave sites and desecrated the people of the planet, the indigenous and the native, robbed the pharaoh's tombs and whatnot, and now they figured a way to literally rob the temples of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses, of our wealth and our treasures, of our morality, our high ethic, our sensibilities, our creativity, our faith, our confidence, our ability to respond correctly and directly to being warred against by the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil. And so in this now moment, we have to claim our victory and to know that this is a really wonderful time to be alive. And though we are having to say goodbye to many of those that we've come to know and come to love, as they are succumbing or making transition or ascending, that our grief can be transmuted into inspiration to walk a greater walk, to stand in greater light, to live, to honor, and to be a glory unto all of those whose hands reached and extended to us, lifted us, whose arms embraced us, whose lips kissed us, who understood us, who forgave us, who taught us, who disciplined us. We do not live by our own auspices. And to be in a place of consistent respect and reverence and regard and appreciation and appreciative love, with the conscious care to be a glory unto that which beats your heart and that which breathes you, to the degree to which you do nothing to disregard and disrespect it, that you will honor and treasure yourself as its gift to you. And to understand that the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar, these are the tools of oppression and the weapons of mass destruction. And the freer we are from them, then the greater integrity we have as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. The more we apply ourselves to being the more, to tapping into the infinity of possibilities, to be ever reverencing in the presence of the absolute that is all pervasive and all and filling all spaces. That when we can give our conscious thought to that which is absolute reality, dwelling in eternity, traveling in the cosmic, as citizens of the cosmic, then to know that the seed of divinity that we were gifted can be nurtured and cultivated so that we are truly maturing in the light of the truth of the ones that we are. And so I encourage you to be real clear about what you're living for, because your purpose in being and your being purposed in living, loving, lawfully, truthfully, reverently and respectfully, rejoicefully and delightfully, harmoniously, integritously, is the key to the wealth and the truth of yourselves. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. For those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so thankful and pray that you are always receiving more inspiration, motivation to be ever more disciplined as a disciple of truth and a bearer of light, to come to that place and space within yourself that you are fully committed to living in the light of the truth of this absolute and supreme intelligence that constitutes all there is as existence itself. For I am always urging us forward to have an understanding and an understanding and a care to be able to stand resolutely with that which allows us to stand infinitely and eternally by virtue of its presence being that which animates us, breathes us, beats our hearts, and to know that there are no forces, no bosses, no schemes, no beings that can triumph over the laws of existence, over that which is the light and of supreme intelligence. And to be supremely intelligent is the gift and the birthright that we've all been given. Being in a system that tries to undermine or have us undermining ourselves and to be victims of those who are planning and plotting a genocide and depopulation, we have to realize that it is essential that we are consciously caring to be able to respond correctly and directly in our now moment towards the greatest good. And the greatest good is for every being, everyone who has breath and every eye that sees, to truly be acknowledged and reverenced and appreciated and loved as a living point of presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. We have been marginalized to think that there are ones and ones who are greater and more deserving than other ones, but everything and everybody deserves the right to its life. And our consciously caring to exalt a full effort in reclaiming our lives and living our lives and being in a place and space where we are aligned and attuned to that which allows us to triumph over all situations and circumstances is where we find our true harmony, wherever we may be upon the planet. To know that by virtue of each beat of our hearts and every breath that we take, that there is nothing that we can beg, borrow, steal, be awarded or rewarded that is greater than the gift of life and the gift of being present in the presence and as a presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. True success in this life is self-actualizing, self-realizing, and living in the integrity of one's own high ethic and morality and uncompromising ethics that allow you to fulfill destiny as a point of the presence of God. To consecrate our body temples through the process of purification so that the true spirit of the living gods and goddesses are being completely re-enthroned in their temples. And to know that our birthright is to be rightly aligned and living as living beings, as intelligences of existence. And after being under the auspices of those who would care to be misaligned and be in the progression of error, then our duty, obligation, and responsibility is to seek correction. And the correction in doing the internal work of clearing, cleansing, purifying, renewing, so that we are able to anchor the light of supreme intelligence and absolute wisdom within every fiber of our being. To know that we, as a populace of people, have great power in this now moment, in the light of that which is absolute truth, by virtue of that which is absolute love, in harmony with that which is the will of existence towards its own greater good, as the ever-increasing expansiveness of all there is as intelligence of existence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We are always held within its presence by virtue of its presence, no matter where we are. And to be in a place where we have an understanding that we should not be dying. There are such conflicting thoughts, and some ones will say, well, everybody dies. And then they'll say, well, there is no death. And I'm saying, well, there is a death that comes as a result of being in consistent violation of the laws that govern you when you have no commitment to the laws that govern your being, when there are no commitments towards existence itself and the laws that govern existence itself and the laws that govern continuance in existence itself, then there is a risk of death. There is a risk of being snuffed out like a match flame being blown out or a candle flame being suffocated where all the oxygen is taken out and there is nothing left. We're in a now moment where we have to care about our living to the degree to which we are living fully. And to know that our success in this life is by virtue of our care to be triumphant over circumstances and situations and conditions, to be in a place and space where we are always remembering the divinity of existence itself and the power that we have. to create our own realities, to realize that we are dwelling in the infinity of possibilities. And that intelligence is the gift that everyone has been given. And the opportunity to shape intelligence to one's own vision and will and imagination is a gift that everybody has. Regardless of what level of distortion or dysfunction or degradation or violation one may be in, you're still only using that which you've been given as intelligence, the capacity for thought and contemplation and meditation and reflection, consideration, perspective, perception. And to understand that our perception and our perspective is going to literally lay foundation for the choices that we're making. But to understand that when you have been fed that which the body has no use for and does not recognize as food, that does not promote cellular oxygenation, hydration, regeneration, or facilitate the body's capacity to eliminate that which needs to be eliminated from it, then we, over time, are impacted and affected, constipated and congested, blocked and obstructed to the degree to which we are not able to utilize the gifts that we have towards our own greater good, towards the good of the whole, and to consciously care to do that which is promoting wholeness wherever we are. And because this is foundational in the system of things that we have now, corporate entities and deities and businesses that are about the business of producing, manufacturing, distributing, advertising, that which has no substance for human consumption, then it becomes a serious problem in that our children are impacted and affected by it. It becomes a serious problem in the accumulation, the concentration, saturation, and the contraindication of all of these chemicals, these nitrates and nitrites and preservatives and hormones and antibiotics and all of these things that are man-made and perceived necessary as a result of doing that which need not even be done in utilizing animals for food when we were told not to kill. And when killing creates such an aberration of spirit in those who kill, and those who kill consistently over time, regardless of whether they're killing the fish or the ocean creatures, the land creatures, the chickens, the cows, the deers, or whatever, to be killing consistently over time puts one in a position where you are divorced and separated from perceiving the oneness of your being with all other beings, and therefore your violation of those beings draw to you violation against yourselves and yourself. And a lot of times people are not realizing that when your body has been filled with the flesh of dead animals consistently over years, from the time that you were children, eating hot dogs and hamburgers and lunch meats and chicken and fish and tuna and sardines and all of this stuff that creates rot in the body, creates all of this acidity, is the foundation for all cancer. And you still think that you're relatively a good person, and you don't understand why tragedy affects you, why tragedy meets you. And to multiply millions of people being in violation of the very laws that govern their being, and then consistently are recreating that which is detrimental to everything and everybody. We have to come to a point and place in our own hearts, minds, and our own spirits, in our own choices, where we care to be realigned with an effort to exalt a full life's urge to do nothing that undermines ourselves. Particularly knowing that there is that which is in full effect, that is programming at the cellular level, that modifies our behavior to the degree to which we are not able to do what all other intelligent beings and creatures do in exalting a full life's urge, knowing our food, excreting our waste, knowing our kind, perpetuating ourselves, and being able to respond correctly and directly to being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. A people would naturally rally to protect themselves and their communities and their children when they realize that they're being warred against. And the generations that we are sharing time and space within this now moment have forgotten, and this basic sense of self-preservation is no longer there. But the sense of entitlement to do that which undermines oneself, to be mindless, to be thoughtless, to be careless with the greatest gift that you were given, which is your life. To be smoking and drinking and desecrating your body temple as if your spirit is not in that body, as if your spirit can be detached from all of the violation and the vileness that comes in as a result of feeding off of violated beings. We are in a now moment where we have to realize that there is conspiracy to make sure that we are out of order with the order of existence, and there is order that is the fulfillment of law that governs all of us, and nobody is absolved of our responsibility to apply ourselves unto it, and nobody can be unaffected by it. But to be harmonized with it and to utilize it towards our own greater good in our care to be harmonious and to create a spirit of harmony and peace within ourselves by virtue of the cleanliness of our blood, that which allows our spirits to be freed and liberated from the toxicity, the acidity, the blockage and obstruction of our life force, our breath, our blood, our spirit, our capacity for thinking and creating. And so I am always appealing to those who would listen, to go deeper, to reach higher, to make the commitments, to consciously care, to be successful in every aspect of your living, not just your finances, not just your career, not just your education, but in every aspect of your life. Our relationship should reflect our wholeness and our peace and our poise and our love and our light. Our relationships with our family members, our loved ones, our intimate partnering, our business partnering, our co-workers. But when we are undermining ourselves and experiencing the lull that comes, the dull that comes, the oppression at the cellular level, then it's very difficult to have healthy relationships when you are not in a healthy relationship with life itself. And so in order for there to be world peace, as they say, and in order for there to be true accomplishment in the progression of existence, then people's lives and choices have to change. Because those ones who feel entitled to go and work on behalf of the corporate deities of death, they do so because they've not made any commitment to that which is light and life. And they're not seeing the error of their way or perceiving that it is an error, because the system that is lawless has legalized the pursuit of happiness and killing and subduing and subjugating and violating we're in a now moment where we have to come to that place and space if we care to live. If you don't care to live, then you can continue to be lawless. But if you truly care to live, and you care to live and be whole, care to live without creating disease, care to live without suffering, care to live in being able to rejoice in the promises of that which beats your heart and breathes you, to know that there is abundance, life force and substance, and that which is joy and peace and poise and power and potency and goodness and prosperity and health and wealth and legacy and glory in this living, then it matters that we care to be corrected. It matters that we care to be truly representative of that which is light and that which is right and that which is love and that which is truth. To know that in the truth, that we can be freed from the detriment, we can be freed from the despair, we can be freed from the desperation and all of that disenergy, the discontent and the dissatisfaction, the disenfranchisement. We have to reclaim our rights to be right, our rights to be in alignment, our rights to be who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence, whose presence is absolute and supreme. And there is no supremacy in idiocy and stupidity. There is no supremacy in oppression and suppression and depression. There is no supremacy in undermining the rights of other ones to have the right to their lives. There is no supremacy in stupefying, anesthetizing, inebriating, and intoxicating other ones to make one's other ones seem superior. The intelligence of existence is all there is, and its will is for all of itself to rejoice in the gift and the blessedness of the harmony of the whole of existence itself, and the divinity of existence itself. But when we think that man's way is mandate and the way of men is greater than the way of God's, the way of men and those who are kind of men is more acceptable than being in a righteous initiative in everything that you do, is a problem. That we would follow men to the detriment of ourselves and our children and our lineages. Because there are those who get up and they work on behalf of the chemical industries. They work on behalf of Monsanto's. They work on behalf of Cargill. They work on behalf of Coca-Cola and Burger King and all of those ones who are intimately involved in the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death through their products. And to be in a place and space where we have the opportunity to understand the ramifications, the consequences of creating a boycott of the death industries, to know that we as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme intelligence cannot participate in maintaining and sustaining a system that facilitates and perpetuates sickness, illness, disease, and death as a livelihood. And that those who are gainfully, delusionally employed in the service of those who are creating detriment, are creating sickness, illness, and disease within themselves. There is no way to work on behalf of death and not die. There's no way to perpetuate that which is facilitative of the degradation, the violation, the inebriation, the intoxication, the stupefaction, the violation of other beings, and not risk one's life. Nobody has been authorized by the will of existence to participate for any reason in the subjugation, the domination, the bastardization, the usurpation of intelligences of existence that is not purpose in being, that is distortion and dysfunction. That is the progression of error. Ones and ones would try to make you think that there is no wrong, that it's all right, that it's all good. But genocide is not the will of existence.
being in a state of crisis and not being able to respond with a sense of urgency towards one's salvation and deliverance from it all is not the will of existence. It is the will of existence and the will of the intelligence of existence for us to align ourselves with it, to seek refuge in it, to insulate and secure our living so that we are truly aligning ourselves with its way and its law and its order that provides us the grace and the protection and facilitates our healing. And there's a healing that needs to be happening within us, all over the planet. And to have an understanding and an understanding that the power that we have to be cleared and cleansed and purified so that the light of supreme intelligence is anchored in every fiber of our being and we become radiant in the absolute love of being, the presence of existence itself, and to be vehicles and vessels of its love and light and wisdom and truth and peace and poise and power and potency and creativity and imagination and awesome dynamic expressions of its way, its will. To know that we've lived and we've loved and we've lifted and we transformed and transmuted all of this towards our greater good, that we exercised our rights to really stand on behalf of life, on behalf of the life of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, and the opportunity for the whole of humanity to stand as a resurrected populace. We, in our now moment, acting locally, can impact and affect globally because the power is now and the power is ours, and we, if we care, can claim it and stand in it and stand on behalf of it and outlive and outlast and outlove all of those who would care to be lawless in their practicing of delusion and illusion, to think that there is some prosperity that comes as a result of the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, death, degradation, violation, and all of this rape and incarceration and all of this stuff that goes on, that people are getting trapped in because they never were supported in having an understanding and an understanding as to what the true purpose in even being on the planet actually is. All of those who are truly prospering are doing so because they are willing to exalt a full effort in living fully, in doing nothing to undermine themselves, in coming to a point and place where their urge for life is greater than their urge for being lawless, their urge for making a difference and adding unto the wholeness of the world is a greater impetus in their living, so that they are truly able to take full advantage of everything and everybody towards the greater good, because we realize that we will never have anything greater than who we are and the who that we truly are. Is the Creator in its diverse expression as everything and everyone everywhere. And the Creator is the intelligence of existence, is not going to do anything to kill itself, to undermine itself. It's not going to suppress and oppress and kill itself over this way to exalt itself over there. We have to realize that the divisiveness that is taking place within the individual, which should be indivisible, is creating so much of this divisiveness that has been founded in religion. It's been founded in the socioeconomics, the education, the ways of the world per se. But Mother Earth is going to outlive and outlast the world. The world is fit to be destroyed. The world of delusion and illusion, to think that there's some prosperity in the detriment, in working towards the detriment of other ones. That there should be some celebration in the murder of these great creatures. when you go into and look at movies and see how ones and ones have gone on safaris in Africa and put them mounted and stuffed the heads of these creatures that they had the nerve to kill. We are in a place and space where we cannot continue to violate other ones and think that we should be all right. Self-abuse and misuse leads to other abuse and misuse. And years and decades of self-abuse and misuse and the misqualification and not respecting and reverencing and appreciating the gift of life puts you in a place where you will lose your life. And there's no real reason to risk your life when there is light and love and wisdom and truth that will allow you to dwell in true peace and poise and power and potency and prosperity and wealth. But to get to the essence of why it is you're living, what it you're living for, what do you truly want with yourself? How do you truly care to live the rest of your life? That has to be your decision. But to be glib about your right to kill yourself and knowing that when you're killing yourself and you have duty, obligation, and responsibility to families and children and grandchildren, it's not good. It's not a good look. It's not a good fit. It's not a good way to be mindless and thoughtless and careless. Because you've been entrusted with the light of absolute and supreme intelligence to function on behalf of the whole of existence itself. Right where we are, this is our time to remember that we have to apply ourselves. Our right to be continued in existence comes as a result of our effort to clear, cleanse, purify, be renewed, rebirth, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified in the light of the absolute and supreme intelligence that we each are on behalf of the whole of all of us. You're in a now moment of eternity where you are being called to rise. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.